people say all politics is local, and one of the things that I always amend that, and I say all politics is personal, because once you start, we understood the corruption and everything, and all the outside influences and how everything is bought and paid for in Texas. A couple of years ago, back in 2017, my son, at the beginning of the school year, got a cold, and we thought, okay, we got a cold, and he kept on saying he didn't want to go back to school, he wasn't feeling good, and we thought he was faking, because no kid wants to go back to school. And finally, one day, he said he was going to stay home, and I said, well, I'm fine, if you stay home, grandma's going to take you to the doctor. And he said, okay. And we're like, that's weird. It was the day of the total solar eclipse, right? Mm. And I remember that day because I'd forgotten to buy eclipse glasses, and I was like, my wife and I were having this big, how are the kids going to watch the eclipse? I don't know, it's my fault. But, I went to work that day. I figured they'd have something at school, but my son wasn't going to school. I felt bad, but my mother-in-law called me at work and said, you need to come back right now. I said, what's going on? She said they'd given him, five or six breathing treatments, and he wasn't getting better. That is, blood oxygen was like somewhere like 80%, which is dangerously low for a child. And she said they were taking him to Cook's, and that was it. We spent, they admitted him to Cook's, and he wound up spending 5 days in there. Dangerous. We thought he was going to die for a little while. And when we were in there, the doctors kept coming back and saying, he's got a breathing condition. And I remember after days, I'm like, I don't know what this means. A breathing condition doesn't mean anything. What is that? And finally, one of the doctors said, look, it looks like your son has asthma. We're not going to say he has asthma because we're going to treat it like we would treat, anything. But the minute we put that he has asthma down, he has a pre-existing condition, and then he's got that for the rest of his life. So we will treat it and see if maybe this is something he'll grow out of, but otherwise, this is what the problem is. And it was that, right? So, living in Denton, which has the worst quality air in Texas, we are rated an F by the American Lung Association. Which I actually fought with the Dallas Morning News one time. I was doing a panel with their editorial staff, and they went, where do you get that? And somebody else went, oh, this is from Facebook groups. No, it's not. It's the American Lung Association. When the air turns, he starts wheezing. And this kid who used to love to run in the fun run things at school and everything like that, the next year when we had fun run, he got 8 laps in, and he was, gassed. And it was, it was the combination of all these things coming together, right? The environment. Basically, we have people who are poisoning our air and water, and because they're poisoning our air and water, my child gets sick and he could die. It was healthcare, because that year, we spent between premiums and deductibles and out-of-pocket expenses and everything, we spent $15,000 keeping my son alive. And, my first car was, $9,000, and I had 6 years to pay it off, and it lasted me 18 years. And it was also the fact that all of this was happening, whether our expensive health care, the fact that, we have people poisoning our air and water, and all this is happening because politicians around here take money from PACs, and they pass laws that are written by those, by organizations paid for by those PACs to hurt us, and they tell us everything's fine, and it's not. And it's legal. This is dark money, impacting our lives and hurting our families, and that's kind of one of the things that got me into politics, whether it was that or SB4. There was a huge line where you could point at every detrimental thing that had passed. We almost had the bathroom bill because politicians were taking money from this group and this group and this group, to restrict the rights of other people. And that's kind of what got me, into this. That and the fact that, I started spending time just drawing direct lines. You know, connecting the dots isn't even a, you know, like, you know, when you're a kid and, you know, it comes from those little drawings, right? You know, like, you know, hey, you connect the dots and all these dots eventually come together and they form, you know, a man or an elephant or whatever. It's not even that complex anymore. The dots go from pack to pack to pack you know, agency that writes a law, this agency hands it to a person, and it all winds up with this politician. The dots don't form some abstract figure when you're done. They form a straight line, and that's wrong.